ले सुनो पाप कहान विद पन्नु स्वामी।
Hey everyone, what's up? You are listening to Popcorn with Pony Swami and I'm your host, Pony Swami. I've got two very interesting people to talk to you guys. The first one being my good old friend, Nicholas. Hey, Nicky boy, are you there?
Hey man, bugger, it's been a really long time, yeah, since I've heard your voice. How are you doing, yeah?
I'm doing very well, Nicky. Very nice to hear from you. Also have with me another very interesting personality in the person of Deepika. Deepika, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
Nice to have you on the show, Deepika. Very quickly, both of you, one very fascinating topic that's got me thinking, that's got me wondering a lot. They're just done with all of these rains and floods. So what happens after the rain? We see rainbows everywhere. Rainbows on Instagram, Facebook. Rainbows practically hitting you in the face. What's your take on all of this, Deepika? What's the big deal with all of these rainbows?
Well, it brings a lot of pride to everybody looking at all the rainbows everywhere and how supportive people have been and how it shows how we've been waiting for such a long time.
What have you been waiting for, Deepika? What have you been waiting for?
For the gay pride, you know, for Section 377 to just disappear and for people to be free and be themselves.
Section 377 is helping people stop hiding everywhere. Nikki, how has this helped you in this game of hide and seek? Are you happy with the rainbows?
Hey, bugger, firstly to tell, I didn't understand what these rainbows were, yeah. Then when I opened the newspaper, then I see these buggers, it's two boys holding hands, two girls holding hands and all that over there. Then I understood that they have abolished this 377 law and all that over there. I personally feel it's a good progression, yeah, for our country. But if this had taken place a lot more earlier, it would have been much more better, man, for the society. But anyway, better late than ever, yeah, so I'm really happy about this, yeah.
It's interesting that you say if it had come in much earlier, Deepika, how would life be any different if this had come, say, 10 years prior to today?
Well, you never know. Maybe if it had come 10 years into the future, it would still be exciting as it is today. So, I mean, it's giving people their freedom to
giving people freedom. Nikki, how free would you have been if this had come 10 years in advance?
Baga, 10 years advance, it wouldn't have made any difference, yeah, according. See, just now that 10 years earlier, the love was still the same, yeah. Now is also still the same. Just that now they can love much more freely, okay. That's the only thing. Yeah. This, 10 years back, a lot of people were beaten up by society, seen in a very different way, you know, like people not belonging to the society and all of that, no. But now, hopefully, yeah, but people, you know, would start looking at it in a very positive way or things like that.
But,
yeah.
But Nikki, do you really think that a society like India, especially, you know, my Uncle Tambu Chetty and Auntie Tankaswamy,
yeah.
Do you think they are ready for change like this?
No, man. Those buggers would never change, yeah. Okay. They would always be the same in their thoughts over there. Boy and boy, should they do all of this and all that. But it's part, man. We need to be a little bit progressive in our thinking, in our thoughts and all of that. But, you know, Ponnu, one flip side in the story. Huh?
What is that?
The flip side is, you know, now when buggers if two boys hold hand and go and two girls hold hand and go on the road, now nobody will say anything. But if one boy and one girl hold hand, no man, that's all. Those buggers will get slippered and get pelted with stones and all that. Don't
exactly,
you think that's true?
Exactly my point, Nikki. You still live in a very, in a society with very prehistoric mindset. Deepika, do you see any significant changes that would happen in your life going forward? Thanks to the abolition of Section 377.
Well, I have a couple of friends who want to express themselves openly. And
express themselves openly to you or to somebody else?
To somebody else, of course.
Okay.
And I'm very supportive of that, of course. Yeah, yes. You know this.
So until this was abolished, you weren't very supportive, is what you're saying?
No, I was supportive. It's just that.
But you were supporting in secret.
That is, stop manipulating, okay? I think they would be really, they could be themselves and not give a rat's bottom about what
not give a rat's bottom. Nikki, what is your take on this, Nikki?
Hey, I'm really enjoying this child talking. Yeah, it's really nice. He's very optimistic and her phrases are really nice. You go on, yeah, Deepika. It's very nice. Go and continue, man.
Well, like I was saying, so people will be more free and nobody will judge them openly. Well, they would still continue judging them. But, you know, you can always throw the abolishing of Section 377 and say, you know what? They've got the freedom, you can't say anything.
I agree with you, Deepika. Free to judge, but the judgment has been made that there's no more Section 377 and a reason for everyone to celebrate. But what's not a reason for everyone to celebrate, Deepika, is what's happened in this past week, specific to our Indian cricket team. They seem to have gone for a holiday in the UK at the expense of their fans here in India. And people aren't taking that too well. What do you have to say, Nikki, you being a thoroughbred cricket fan? What's your take on this entire horrible series that has happened in England?
Yeah, man, Bugga, it's not really surprising for me, yeah. See, first of all, I'm an Anglo-Indian, okay? So, some of my ancestors were from this UK, then they came here, and then they got married to some Indian buggers, and that's how I was born, okay? So, yeah, I actually, it's not surprising for me, yeah, because whenever India go there, no, they don't perform as well, yeah. They don't play well only, except for this bugger, this Kohli, no, he's playing, he's belting some centuries, some half centuries. It's probably because of his wife, yeah, that Anushka, what's her name, yeah, Ponne? That Anushka Sharma.
Anushka Sharma, yes.
That bugger, so every time he hits a century, he kisses his bat and he points it towards her. Only that bugger is performing, yeah. Everybody else are not performing. So anyways, I'm happy, I like the English stuff.
Are you trying to say that the rest of the Indian cricket team needs some motivation beyond their fans in India? They need motivation in the stands when they play?
No, man, bugger, it's not motivation, yeah. They need to, like, buck up, yeah. They need to really pull up their socks and their bloody buggers are representing the tricolored flag. They're representing India, man. Buggers need to play really well. They need to play some good strokes and all of that. They're not playing earlier, man. Those times when Roger Binney and all used to play, I don't know if you were born that time, man, Roger. But those times, Azharuddin, Roger Binney and all that, no. Those buggers used to play some good cricket. But now, it's all only bloody putting tattoos in everywhere and just running and, you know, running around like a monkey here and there, yeah.
But then, Nikki, Roger Binney didn't have his wife blowing kisses to him like Anushka Sharma does today. Do you think with the abolishing of 377, more of our Indian cricketers could have maybe their boyfriends in the stands blowing kisses to them?
See, man, Bugga, I don't know why you news reporters always mix stories and bring up shit like this, man. Really, I don't understand, yeah, why? Let's keep cricket aside, let's keep this aside, man. If they want to bring their boyfriends, let them big, man. What's your problem, yeah? My colleague on the call, Deepika, she's so supportive about all of this, man. Learn something from her, yeah. I'm very bad, man. I don't know.
Nikki, at the end of the day, this is just another game of bat and ball. So, #377 is definitely in support of that. So, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, man, you just left me speechless, yeah. It's a totally different ball game altogether. Right, man, with all that being said, it's fine. Let these buggers bring their couples and all that. It's fine, yeah. As long as they can play and represent the country and win some tournaments on the other side, it's good, yeah. That's about it.
I don't get the fact that you have to bring in somebody's love life into the house.
Yeah, you're right, Deepika. These reporters, no, they're always like this, man. Very finical, always thinking in... I don't know, but they just want their ratings to go higher. Yeah.
No, don't put words into my mouth. Let me do the putting of anything into anyone's mouth right now. I'm trying to say is, just like how Nikki said, Anushka is a good motivation for Virat Kohli. Why not have their other wives and girlfriends and boyfriends as motivation for the rest of the cricketers?
How do you know that for the others, their motivation is the same as Virat Kohli? It could be something else, right?
Like instead of Anushka Sharma or Deepika, not you Deepika, but Deepika Padukone is one.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not talking about another person. I'm talking about other things.
What do you think would motivate Deepika?
I don't know. Achieving a goal could motivate them to move forward.
This is cricket. There's no goal here.
There are goals, man, in cricket. There are goals. I don't know, you bugger. I don't know what you're thinking also, yeah. You know, when India won the World Cup, no, in 2011, they won the World Cup. Yuvraj Singh had one motivation to win the World Cup. You know what was that?
What was it? To lose weight?
No. No, he won the World Cup because of Sachin Tendulkar, and now is he gay? No, right? That's his goal in life, yeah. This Punnaswamy, I don't know why you talk like this, man. Really, I'm just devastated,
I apologize. I hurt your sentiments, Nikki. I didn't know you were so fond of Yuvraj. Anyway, moving on. Very quickly, speaking of bonding and people getting to know each other, and just because people are bonding, it doesn't mean they're gay. So this is the perfect time, I think, to talk about the latest bonding that we're seeing on the small screen, with the massive rivalry of Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan ending in Salman Khan's chat game show Das Ka Dam. We all saw how Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan bonded like long lost brothers that they are. Do you think this is a change in what's happening in the Bollywood industry, Deepika?
Well, to be very honest with you, I do not follow these petty issues that go around with actors.
Petty issues?
So,
Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan have been rivals since decades.
Yeah. I've heard about that. So, I'm not too into it. So, I do not
You're
have
not into it.
About it.
All right. And Nikki, what about you, Nikki?
I don't know, man, you buggers. I don't know why you all blow up this trumpet so much, man. Just those buggers that become friends and they come back and shake hands. What's wrong, yeah? Really?
They
are not human beings,
Nikki,
man.
They even hugged. They hugged.
Let them hug. Let those buggers kiss, man. It's legal now. What's your problem, yeah? Let them do whatever they want. It's fine.
So, do you think that it's time for the oldies in Bollywood to retire? Nobody's really interested in their petty rivalries, in their petty arguments that they have with each other. People are more interesting personalities like an Anushka Sharma and Virat Kohli to focus on.
You see, man, that's all their personal life, yeah. As long as they entertain us, it's fine. If they come on the main screen and entertain us, that's more than enough, yeah. I don't know, this last five films of Salman Khan were really, I don't know, Tube Light and all, he's coming up with movies like that. Don't know what nonsense, yeah, that is. And those buggers make like 200 crores per movie. I don't know from where they get so much of money and so many people go and see. As long as they entertain us, it's more than enough, man. If they are personal issues, let them keep it amongst themselves. And you guys don't have to simply just blow it up and all that. You know, I would be more interested if, you know, probably this guy, who's this Salu, this Salman Khan, no? He gets a buck and keeps it in his house and he pets it and all that, feeds it some grass and all that. No, I would be happy if he does something like that. Yeah, that is something.
You want him to get a black buck as a pet?
Yeah, man.
Most of India is talking about him getting a wife and keeping her at home. Looks like neither of them are happening. But
we would all just hope for him just not to drive around, just be sitting at home, be safe.
Use Ola.
See, Deepika has a valid point here. Deepika has a very valid drive. Let him not drive around. Yeah, definitely, yeah, Deepika. He doesn't drive on the road, right? He drives on the footpath and the sidewalk and all that.
Exactly.
And when you have Ola and Ola share, you really don't need to drive your own cab. Good. Speaking about blowing things out of proportion, let's talk about the prices of petrol that have literally been blown out of proportion. They are topping the charts that have, since decades ago, been somehow controlled. Petrol is at its highest peak right now. How is this affecting you, Deepika?
It doesn't affect me directly because I don't drive or neither do I ride. But I have noticed that the Uber fare has increasingly gone up, and it's not helping me a lot because I travel quite far. And it's quite hard on the pocket. So, yeah, it's
quite hard on the pocket. Are your pockets hard, Mr. Nikki?
You don't have to sexualize everything, you know.
Yeah, man, bugger, my pocket is really hard, yeah. I don't know why these buggers increase the price like this over there, man. Really, it's very... Nowadays, I think twice to start my bike also, man. Because
Nikki,
I need to drop
my... Your problem is with that Lambretta you have. You anyway don't get mileage on that, right?
Hey, yeah, man. But that bugger, that bike is made of iron, yeah. So it's really strong and all of that. I like the old style, yeah. Riding around and with my Lambretta and all that. But anyways, man, it's really
iron
bad,
man. For the Iron Man, I say.
No Iron Man and all, man. I still listen to Country Roads, play my guitar and all of that. I'm not into these days, these kids you think you see all this Iron Man, this Catwoman and all that. No, I'm not into all of that, yeah. Okay. So it's very hard on the pocket, yeah, as this Deepika just mentioned, nah, it's really very bad. I mean, I don't know when the government is going to change and all that. It's very difficult for people from the middle income, you know, to go around with this rise in the petrol price.
I understand. So, what's your take on this bundle? Do you think a solution is to have a Bharat Bandh like we have planned? Or what do you think is an alternative, Deepika? Do you think, how is this bundle affecting you?
Well, it's turning out to be good for me because I get to skip school. So, but otherwise, no, it's bad.
So the, you go to school, like, correct me, why would you be going to school, Deepika?
Because I'm a teacher, I teach.
You teach, so good for you and good for the children as well.
Yes, definitely good for the children because I'm a great teacher, literally.
I understand. No, I meant the bund. The bund is good for the children. They won't have to see you. What about you, Nikki?
I think Deepika was saying something, yeah. Deepika, go ahead, yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm done.
No, so coming to my thing, even I'm really happy. So even I won one burgers there, my son. He's about 12 years old. That's fine. And tomorrow he has a holiday. So that fellow is sitting in his room and gaming now. So probably I don't have to drop him to school and all of that. So
which
in other ways,
he
it helps
to,
me, you know, save my petrol price and all. I mean, petrol on my bike and all of that. So I'm pretty happy. Yeah.
Which school does he go to, Nikki?
He goes to this Clarence school, yeah.
Deepika, isn't that where you teach?
No, I don't teach at Clarence.
Oh, not anymore. Okay, after they fired you, I think you moved on school. Nikki, so final word is from you, Nikki.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant way to start the week. Monday is a holiday. Likewise for you, Deepika. What do you anticipate in the week ahead?
See, man, I retired many years back, so nothing new for me. Monday blues, Saturday chill, nothing. Every day just chill out for me. Okay. I don't expect anything big, man, as long as I get my monk in the evening along with some good chicken curry which my wife prepares. I'm happy, yeah. Okay. So, and I just play my guitar, listen to some good music, drink my alcohol, and I'm good, yeah. That's all. I don't expect too many big things and all that.
So you sound like you're having the dream life, Nicholas. I definitely am very jealous of you. What about you, Deepika? What are you looking forward to in the week ahead?
I'm just looking forward for a very stress-free week, just to be take it easy, waiting for the weekend again, because, it's going to be a tough week. I have to
get ready with the kids, okay. Nikki, finally take from you, Nikki. If you listen, you are from generations ago. Listening to these children these days talk about going from one weekend to the next weekend, what is your take on Gen Y, Nikki?
These buggers act as though they need a Nobel Prize. They pass on week and all that over there. We buggers were used to get kicked on our backside because we never used to study well. Nowadays, you touch one bugger's backside, the cops come to your house and beat your backside there. It's very difficult, man, with these kids these days. I really don't know, man. It's these guys act as if they are bloody, like they have a 63-year-old back pain over there. Those buggers are just 12 years old and they have a 63-year-old back pain. How is that even possible, yeah? It's difficult, man, these days, kids and all that. No, it's really difficult, man. It's very difficult to understand their language also. They say chili or dill, it seems. What bloody chili or dill? Do you understand what chili or dill is?
Deepika, would you like to shed light on that? You being part of the Gen Y millennial.
Yeah, Deepika, you're a teacher, no, ma. See, you know what? I told my son, okay, your bugger, swine, study in mathematics, man, is very important. He's coming and telling me, Dad, chili or dill. Well, what do I say, yeah, Deepika? What do I tell him other than giving one kick on his backside? Tell me.
Giving a kick on his backside is not going to help you in any way. When he asks you to chill, it only means that you need to relax because getting hyped up about certain things is not going to help you. It's just going to stress you out and you're going to come up with depression and BP and whatnot.
Hey, see, so, Deepika, let me tell you one thing. Yeah. 1 minute. Yeah. See, this our great president, our late president, APJ Abdul Kalam and all. Though, even that bugger used to get a kick on his backside, you know, whenever he used to not study well. Everyone used to get a kick on their backside. Then only they get on the right track. Yeah. Okay. So you don't say you don't need to kick them and all that over there. Everybody needs kickings in life at one point of time. Okay?
Yeah, definitely. They do need kickings. But too much of kickings is not good because it's not going to get you anywhere. You'll probably get your foot stuck in his ass. So that's not going to help.
You know what, Deepika? I think I'll not leave my son in the school where you teach. Yeah. listening to you talk now.
Why? Because he'll turn out to be pretty awesome, I guess.
It looks like we're having a very informal PTA meeting right here. Before we conclude, Deepika, before this gets any out of hand, what's your favorite flavor of popcorn?
Sorry?
What's your favorite flavor of popcorn?
Oh, I like a mix of caramel and cheese.
Caramel and cheese mix. And Nikki, what's your favorite, Nikki?
Anything with rum is fine with me, man. As long as I have popcorn ready, any flavor doesn't really matter. As long as I have peg, no. Anything to go over, you know, anything that can go in freely, more than enough, man. So monk flavor, anything.
So the monk eases things in the digestion process. I completely understand what you mean, Nikki. It's been lovely talking to the both of you, Deepika. It's a pleasure having you on the show as well. All the best to both of you. Looking forward to having a great week ahead myself. It's been wonderful talking. You've been listening to Popcorn with Ponnuswamy. It's me, Ponnuswamy. From me, good night. God bless.
Good night, yeah. Take care. Bye, Deepika.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ponnu. Take care, man. Bye.
Take care, Nikki. Take care. Goodbye.